Well, that was pointless. Written by Asuka Kureru. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Homestuck. Rating, G. Category, Gen. Also tagged for Pastor Log, Silliness, Snark, Trollstuck, Post-Suburb Scrub, Pointless. Part 6 of the Covalent Bonds series. Recorded for Hannah Nobita for ITBE 2016. Undying Umbridge, UU, started trolling Centaur's testicle, CT. UU, what the fuck is up with this chat client? UU, trolling is for losers. Where is the jeering option? CT, I beg your pardon? CT, who the heck are you and why are you on my chump roll in the first place with your ludicrous and despicable hemo-anonymity? UU, I could ask you the exact same fucking thing. UU, but I won't, because I'm not a dumbass. UU, and I already asked Dirk who the fuck you were, and why you were on my chump roll. CT, why are you then? CT, let me guess. UU, game shenanigans. CT, game shenanigans. UU, why are you repeating what I just said? Are you that stupid? Too stupid for original thoughts? CT. I was not. CT. We merely came to the same conclusion at the same time, and you happen to not have to type up a bow first. UU. Oh, it's a bow. UU. I thought it might be your trollish penis. UU. Dirk used to draw strange, nonsensical things like that when he thought I wasn't watching. UU, fool. I am always watching. CT. What is a penis? CT. No, it does not matter. No doubt it is silly and irrelevant. CT. Why have you contacted me? UU. Dirk promised that he would talk to me just as long as I talked to other people who were not my cow of a sister. UU. I think you will find that I excel in the arts of civilized conversation. CT. I fail to see why you should engage in them with me. UU. You were the least offensive on account of my not knowing you. UU. Also, the only one online who was not a hideous shade of green. UU. So, UU, what is it like being ugly and a troll with freakish blue blood? CT. Yes. CT. I find the fog of sleepiness lifted at last. CT. You are the shrill and puny larval form of our enemy. UU. Excuse you! CT. A being so petty he thought to break everything he could not own. CT. Admirable trait in a troll. UU. I am naturally admirable and glorious. CT. If one isn't a grotesque mutant-blooded mistake, of course. UU. Wait, I am not a fucking troll at all. CT. You might not have been hatched one, CT, but denial will get you nowhere. CT. It is what you are now. CT. A low, wretched excuse for a troll, but a troll all the same. CT. The swill in your veins is what it is, but so is its vessel. CT. Throwing tantrums about it will not change the truth of it. UU. I am not a troll. CT. You are indeed a troll. UU. No. CT. Yes. UU. No. CT. Yes. UU. Fucking no. CT. CT. Fudging yes. UU. No. CT. Yes. UU. I am not a motherfucking troll. CT. You are. CT. You possess gray skin and horns on a trolloid body shape. CT. Your body is that of a granted rather diminutive male of the troll species. CT. You are a troll. CT. You would do best to accept it. UU. No, I would not! CT. Yes. UU. This is stupid! CT. Yes. UU. No! CT. I was agreeing with you about the idiocy of this futile exercise. UU. Oh! UU. Well, good! CT. Good. CT. If there is no other conversation you wish to have, I will go back to sleep. UU. Wait! CT. Why? UU. Because! I demand it! CT. You are an abomination. CT. Why should you get to command me? UU. Because I am your obvious superior in all things, is why. UU. And that other abomination commands you just fine, hypocrite. CT. What? UU. That scrawny, shouty asshole with the almost tolerable horns. CT. You refer to Vantus and his borderline lack of such, I presume? UU. See? You are not incurably stupid. UU. Just mostly so. CT. Vantus is indeed an abomination. CT. A remarkably, CT, forceful one. CT. Your strength of personality might be a match. CT. Your loudness and lewdness certainly are. CT. Those are not the same things. UU. What the shit do you even mean? CT. That Vantus has proved himself worthy as a leader. CT. And that you have not. CT. Though you certainly have proved yourself as our enemy. CT. I am willing to reserve judgment, mostly so long as you keep your distance, and do not force me to acknowledge your repulsive existence. CT. Am I making myself clear? UU. Why should I care what you're willing to reserve or not? UU. You have obviously never been subjected to my masterful leadership. UU. You will learn. CT. Are you suggesting that it is in any way a possibility that I will be one day working under you? UU. See? Intelligence. Some of it. UU. I will one day have my clawed foot on your stupid neck. It is pure fact. UU. You might be alive to serve me, or you might be an ugly, mangled corpse. CT. Is this a quadrant solicitation? UU. A what? CT. Never mind. UU. I am very generous, so I won't. UU. Now, where were we? UU. Keep listening to me, so that I may force Dirk to listen to me later. He promised me that long. CT. Has it occurred to you that I might simply decide to log out? There is nothing you may do to stop me. UU. No! UU. You owe me for being the most boring idiot I ever typed at. CT. May I suggest you try your luck with someone else? CT. Miriam, for example, is still awake at this ungodly hour and is generally of a pleasant, patient disposition. CT. You should be in possession of her troll tag. CT. It is Grim Auxiliatrix. UU. There is no one called that in my list. CT. Can you not read a simple substitution quirk? CT. She is the one situated between Arsenic Catnip, who you shan't contact ever, and Gallows Calibrator. UU. Oh. UU. Fuck no. I'm so done with green bitches. Yu-Yu. And bitches in general, but especially green ones. They're the craziest. CT. You have already experienced the threat of her chainsaw, then. CT. A pity. Yu-Yu. No, I have not. CT. Yes, you have. Yu-Yu. No. CT. Yes. Yu-Yu. No. CT. Yes. Yu-Yu. This thing you do with your posts really does resemble a human penis. Yu-Yu. Also, no. CT. What on Alternia is a penis? CT. Also, yes. Yu-Yu. I don't know. Ask Dirk. It had a ton of other stupid names, but fuck if I can remember them all. CT. More alien nonsense, no doubt. CT. Extremely irrelevant these days, so I shan't bother asking. CT. I am going back to sleep. Yu-Yu. No, you fucking aren't. Yu-Yu. You should be pathologically grateful that I am paying attention to you at all. Yu-Yu. And not even in a particularly murderous way. Yet. CT. It has come to my mind that you might perhaps be practicing your caligneous flirting. CT. Is this what you are doing? CT. This is vile. CT. I order you to stop. Yu-Yu. My what? CT. Your. CT. Ugh. CT. Concupiscent hate flirting. Yu-Yu. What the fuck is a concupiscent? CT. Vile sexual desires. CT. Replace the percentage with the appropriate percentage-looking letter. Yu-Yu. What? Yu-Yu. No! Yu-Yu. Fuck no! That is disgusting! I hate you hardly at all! CT. That is not reassuring. Yu-Yu. I don't even want to waste much time on your murder yet! Yu-Yu. Maybe a couple of kicks to your corpse afterwards. That is the upper limit. CT. That is slightly better. Yu-Yu. Who would want to do those? Yu-Yu. Things. Yu-Yu. In this body anyways. Yu-Yu. My fat bitch of a sister told me trolls don't have a mating form and have their lewd parts always out and ready. That is revolting to the maximum. Who would ever spare a thought to those grotesque shenanigans? CT. It occurs to me your age might not correspond to that of the rest of our cohort. CT. I admit the topic is indecorous to the extreme, but your reaction seems to me quite impasture. CT. I meant immature. CT. Apologies. This topic is quite flustering. Yu-Yu. It is not imma-fucking-chore to not want to wonder. How trolls even know which is the loser bearing mate of the two? When my cow of a sister makes me read upsetting stories where fucking Roxy and Dirk do both at once. CT. Fudge, darn it. CT. I do not have enough towels in the whole hive for this. Centaur's testicle. CT. Stopped trolling. Undying Umbridge. Yu-Yu. Yu-Yu. Hey! Yu-Yu. You come back right this instant! Yu-Yu. We have not spent even half enough time bonding together. Yu-Yu. I order you to get your gross troll face back on the computer right now! CT. Discourse with you feels like being inappropriately accosted by the ghost of a 5-sweeps-old Vantis. Yu-Yu. What? CT. A less verbose, less all-encompassing domineering ghost to boot. CT. I order you never to contact me again. CT. Or at least to complete the appropriate biology module first. Yu-Yu. I order you to stop ordering me and to obey my previous order. Yu-Yu. Or I will murder you. Yu-Yu. Platonically. CT. I am sure you are engaging in no denial whatsoever. CT. Somehow, it is of no help when it comes to swallowing this conversation. Centaur's testicle. CT. Blocked. Undying Umbridge. Yu-Yu. Yu-Yu. Hey! That's cheating! Arsenic Catnip. AC. Started trolling Undying Umbridge. Yu-Yu. AC. Hi, Cattyporn. AC. Whoops, I meant Cattyborn. You. Are you another green bitch? You. Go away. AC. The kitty ignores the grumpy troll and finds a good spot to curl up on. AC. She licks her paw disdainfully and says, ha ha, nope. I heard a kitten needed a crash course on two-legged hornbeast reproduction. AC. Also, she wants to make her friend, the sunset-maned hoofbeast, happy, and she knows that so does the grumpy grub over there, no matter how much he grumps rudely about it. You. Are you talking about me? You. I want no such thing. You. Why are you referring to me as a hoofbeast? What even is a hoofbeast? AC. Dirk is the hoofbeast, dummy. Calliopard told me you've been stalking him for sweeps, and you don't even know he likes horses. That's not very observant, unimpressed face. You. Oh, right. He had that weird tiny horse. I never thought about it. AC. Maybe you should think more about it if you want to get anywhere. I don't think you can really care, but at least try to think of it as tactical information. AC. Now I'm going to explain all about reproduction to you. You. Oh, fuck no. AC. Oh, fuck yes. You. I will chew off my typing hands and escape. AC. The kitty grins and her tongue lolls out. AC. And after that, just to make Dirk happy, let's have a nice long talk about green bitches and why you shouldn't threaten their moirails if you plan on sleeping with both eyes closed ever again. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!